Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thank you.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking a little. I know we've been hitting the vaccine bit stuff a little bit, but this was too good to pass up. This is called the cancer vaccines. We're going to delve into this research and have a good old time. Also, we're going to be talking about resurrecting some natural medicines, and hopefully we'll have time to talk about, you know, some safe things for your pets out there. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. Hit the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mine in the time. Today's devotional is from Psalm 17. I just love Psalms. Psalms is just awesome. So David is here praying, and he's asking the Lord to protect him. And he says, to show your marvelous loving kindness and by your right hand save me, and, you know, which I trust and that his foes can't go against. He also says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings and be my shield and buckler. Hey, you know, God loves it when you pray his words because they can't come back void. I've learned that. You try it sometime. You know, read it for yourself. And, you know, mind the time. It grows short because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's some research. This was in the Journal of Traditional Complementary and Alternative Medicine out of Africa. Researchers there discovered there's a flower that improves brain function for patients that have Alzheimer's disease, and their research got published. So what they were using was the bearded iris flower. It helps treat that beta amyloid that creates that plaque that gives you the memory problem. So highly toxic material, the beta alkaloid peptides that form in a lot of inflammation and plaque in the brain. So they're saying this iris or a flower can you know, counter that. So that's interesting stuff. Moving along in the quacker. They said if you want a higher quality of life, especially if you're diabetic, you can do it better than the drugs by diet and exercise. This is for type 2 diabetics. This research was in the University of Glasgow or out of the University of Glasgow. And so they studied 1,500 type 2 diabetic patients there at their National Health Services. And the authors of the study said, you know, real-life structured weight management intervention reduction for a term, you know, they had a medium term to test this, and women were on 1,400 calories a day and men on 1,900. So they went through, you know, the glycemic control and, you know, the pharmaceutical alternatives. So what they wound up, you know, according to Dr. Jennifer Leung, she says, you know, lifestyle weight management programs were long-lasting, had significant clinical benefits over the diabetic management by drugs. So lifelong resolve issue is what she's saying. Go that way. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, TB vaccine. Apparently, scientists gave 1,400 babies a TB vaccine for tuberculosis after it failed the clinical animal trials. Yeah, apparently there was an investigation by the British Medical Journal that exposed this vaccine scam. That's what they're calling it. According, this is in 2006, they tested this tuberculosis vaccine on monkeys, and all but one of them died. And so then they decided to test it on humans, even though it failed the animal trial. And they gave it to about 1,400 infants in Africa, as well as young adults and children and teens, 400 teens. Of course, you know, the developer of the vaccine said that none of the children or adults or anybody was harmed in the human test group. So that's what they were. They were a test group. And they were told by the manufacturer and by the health authorities that the vaccine was safe, even though they had animal fatalities in the lab. Oxford University academics was involved in the animal study. So, you know, there you go. Junk science, maybe. We'll just see what we get. And the rest of the show, when we talk about the cancer vaccine, that's coming up. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, so we're going to be talking about this cancer vaccine because I came across this research that was promoted as an immune-boosting cancer treatment. That was fascinating. Immune-boosting. Vaccines, I was always under the impression by scientists telling me, you know, medical doctors, scientists, virologists, that vaccines suppress immune system function. So I thought, well, what's this oxymoron about? Well, science seems to be kind of frustrated with the conventional cancer treatments as more patients are wanting to avoid the chemo and radiation. So patients are investigating options with regard to really all medical treatments and not just cancer. So patients are asking more questions of their medical practitioners. And I've kind of heard that questions are sometimes not well received. So I have to admit that kind of concerns me that any medical physician would reject questions as a patient attempts to, you know, protect his own welfare. So we're going to check out this new approach medicine is cooking up you know, with regards to cancer and how we can protect ourselves. All right. Well, this is out of Switzerland. This is Swiss research. Yep, researchers have been conducting tests. Yes, I see that, Frank. At the Research Institute of Louisiana, Switzerland. And guess what? Guess what? They're using artificial molecules to stimulate the human immune system into recognizing cancerous tumors. It's like the immune system's blind, I guess, and they're trying to give it glasses. Well, we'll find out on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
And I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about this cancer vaccine coming out of Switzerland. You know, cancer tumors, you know what they are? It's really an indication your immune system is attempting to contain the spread of the cancer cells. So the immune system sees the cancer. Therefore, it isn't that the immune system can't identify your cancer cells to begin with. So still, you know, medicine is delving into this cell therapy stuff as this new form of cancer treatment. Now, I'm kind of happy to see the traditional toxic cancer treatments may one day be replaced with something that may help patients and not give them a second type of cancer. However, is medicine embarking on a treatment that mimics a natural therapy already in existence and is supporting the natural immune system to function to destroy the cancer? So, you know, are they stepping on God's copyright? That's my question. Well, here is a quote from Dr. Lawrence Fong, University of California, San Francisco Comprehensive Cancer Center, involved in the research, who says, "This is a radical idea that the body already possesses the ability to defeat cancer and that medicine's new role is to find a way to allow the body to marshal the healing work it naturally is capable of. It is a new approach to treat the cancer by treating the patient instead of the disease. Treat cancer without delivering chemo and radiation or surgery to kill cancer and tumors." Yes, Dr. Fong, it's radical for y'all. Yeah, for science medicine to say that we should work with the body, that's radical for them, it is. So natural healers have been saying this stuff for years, hundreds of years, that the body is quite capable if you just get out of the way and let it do it and stop the toxic treatments and so forth. So science seems to want to take credit for discovering this, admitting the immune system is quite capable of more than what they thought. Mm-hmm. Well, let's check out this study in Switzerland. You know, getting back to that Swiss research, we find artificial molecules are created in this breakthrough approach. And this is immunotherapy intended to wake up the immune system and attack the cancer. So other studies along these lines have been conducted in the United States and other countries with various results where it may help some patients and not others. So they are really not sure why that is. So medicine's reason is, hey, we got to increase the strength and the precision of this treatment to give the immune system the equivalent of GPS. So what the Swiss have developed is what is called dendritic cell vaccines for cancer. So dendritic cells are these immune system cells. which capture antigens from a foreign body or a pathogen, and it helps the immune system code an antibody and then give it to the killer T cells, known as macrophages, give them the ability to kill the invading cells, okay? So what the researchers do is take dendritic cells from the cancer patient and artificially modify them with tumor antigens and then re-inject them back into the patient. So science is, you know, taking on the responsibility of the immune system's ability to code antibodies. And you may wonder, where are the scientists getting the tumor antigens? Well, they created them in the lab with what is essentially a lab-grown cancer that may be similar to the type of cancer the patient has. So this is really not an exact match on the cancer cells. So it can alter, though, how the immune system reacts. For instance, the killer T cells may not be programmed to properly activate and recognize the cancer that the patient actually has. So there be a problem there. So the scientist said, let's go to plan B. So researchers realizing that this may not work, they adapted this plan B approach. So what they did is they created, get this, artificial receptors. They're called extracellular viscule intraneutralizing receptors, or EVR for short. And they said it's to help the dendritic cells within the vaccine to select the antigen proteins from the patient's tumor. So they expect the immune system is now going to identify the viscule protein, now called an exosome, and kill the cancer. Exosomes are really antigens that cancerous tumors release, and therefore this therapy attempts to stop the spread of the cancer, similar to a tumor, which really is what the immune system was doing to begin with. So this research and others is really accelerating this whole sector in cancer immune therapies for cancer vaccines. And as one researcher put it, Michelle DePalma, she says, it exploits tumor mechanisms available to the immune system. I don't know about you, but I don't even like that word exploit, you know. So the Swiss are really pursuing clinical applications with this cancer vaccine that they've developed, and their research was published in the January 2018 Journal of Nature Methods. So there you go. Cancer vaccine with artificial molecules and, you know, GPS tracking for cancer cells. Basically, I know, it's just, well, I got to have a little fun. Well, let's look at some internal medicine vaccines, because other than the cancer, the medical establishment is really on this path to create vaccine therapy for a lot of internal medicine diseases. So cancer is just one of those diseases, but there are more in the works to take the theory of the vaccine therapy and eradicate disease. So I ask you, how's that therapy working for, let's say, influenza and childhood illnesses? Well, here is what's in development, just in case you were wondering. They are working on HIV and AIDS vaccines, Alzheimer's vaccines, osteoporosis vaccines, flesh-eating disease vaccines. That couldn't go wrong, right? How about diabetic vaccines, hemorrhagic fever vaccines, you know, like for dengue fever and Ebola, Lyme's disease vaccines, West Nile virus vaccines, also better pneumonia vaccines, as well as malaria vaccines. So these are just some of them in are cooking in their labs. They're waiting to fill syringes or Band-Aid application vaccine vehicles you know, soon. That's what they want. Okay, so let's talk about these flu vaccination rates. Guess what? According to the research from the health officials, the vaccination rates for the flu vaccine did rise, but it was due to nudging. You're probably saying, what are you talking about? Well, according to the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, a technique is being used and delivered by technology helping to increase the number of Americans that get the flu vaccine. And it was reported that in 2016 and 2017 flu season, this technique increased the percentage of Americans that got vaccinated with influenza by 37%. Now, that's kind of impressive that it went up that much. So experts in behavioral economics helped implement email and text messages to remind people to get the flu shot. So it was sent to healthcare providers as well to pressure their patients to come in and get the flu shot. So modern medicine is using behavioral economic techniques to improve the financial return on their products and services. And they have tagged this marketing segment called Best Practices Alert. So hospitals and clinics are using the software also to get patients to come through their door. And they found that a text or an email message to patients followed by their general practitioner calling them for a follow-up was a way to nudge patients into compliance. So the research was published in the Journal of General Internal Medicine. And by the way, the Australian physicians that I reported last time, they said that they're under extreme pressure also to give flu vaccines. And as I reported last week, the largest segment of the population who got vaccinated last year was infants, toddlers, and those over the age of 65. So scientific research is telling us with each influenza vaccine, our immune system becomes less effective, and we're 90% likely to shed the virus off to others within 28 days of getting vaccinated. So this could be the reason the 2017-18 flu season has turned out to be so severe. Let me read you a quote from, this is Dr. Patel, MD, Medicine and Healthcare Management, Penn Perelman School of Medicine. He says, nudges are changes to the way choices are framed or presented and can be very effective for changing physician and patient behavior. We've used this successful approach for influenza vaccines and for increasing screening tests for colonoscopies and mammograms. So it's not just a flu shot they're using that on. Goodness, you're probably wondering, what else have they nudged me on? You're probably sitting there going, wait a minute, I'm feeling a little bit manipulated here. Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of what a nice word nudge means. You know, they're just kind of, you know, turning you around, pointing you in the direction they want you to go. So nudge on is how they're doing it. And based on what? Oh, that's a good question. Many physicians and scientists have questioned the safety and efficiency trials of vaccines. As Dr. Joseph McCullough puts it, there's a ghost in the clinical machine. Yep, Dr. McCullough sums it up this way. The vaccines are a $35 billion profit center for pharmaceutical companies. There is questionable funding and research done overseas on vaccines. More people are questioning if vaccines work and are safe. And when we come back from the break, more on this topic, so don't go anywhere.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're kind of covering this topic of, you know, vaccines, you know, cancer vaccine. And right before the break, Dr. Joseph McCullough was telling us a little about the vaccine industry as a whole. He also said the pharmaceutical companies discredit vaccine injury statistics as myths as they aggressively market vaccines. And he says also vaccines increase the risk of more dangerous diseases. So I would add to that that there is this massive amount of bribe money that's paid out to institutions that are supposed to protect the public from fraudulent science. Now, to add insult to injury, taxpayers are funding much of the research and injury compensation involving vaccines. So there is no accountability, really, any longer in the halls of science, the halls of justice, and in politics. So when the foundations are removed, we're on shaky ground. And this is ground representing the marketing of all the scientific, knowledgeable, and safe medical treatments, which are, you know, not to be questioned. Because if you question them, you disagree with them, you refute them with proof, well, then you're penalized. Here is a quote from Barbara Fisher, founder of the National Vaccine Information Center. She says this: "The truth is nobody knows how many vaccine victims there are in America. Statistics suggest there's 1 in 6 with learning disabilities, 1 in 9 with asthma, 1 in 100 with autism, and 1 in 450 with diabetes. She says it's difficult to trace the chronic inflammation cases back to the vaccine when the cases are dismissed by the public health officials and doctors for the last 77 years cited as a coincidence." Well, you know, if 25 people got sick taking a vitamin supplement, the whole manufacturing operation would be shut down in a week. Health authorities reject those same excuses they accept for vaccines. And I don't see $3.3 billion in injury awarded given to any victims of supplements, do you? Well, doctors need to be aware. Doctor awareness is going to be key to helping us out and getting truth here when it comes to vaccine treatments. You know, ask your pediatrician, ask your primary care physician, what is in the vaccine they're recommending you take? And basically, they simply don't know. They'd have to go get the vial and read it to you. So they are just doing what they're told by the AMA and the drug companies in order to keep practicing medicine. So after 35 years in the vaccine virology research sector, a doctor admitted he didn't know thermosol in vaccines was a heavy metal called mercury. What can I say except God help us? You know, as more victims roll out and as there becomes this mandate for vaccines for adults, you're going to see more sickness. You're going to see more disease. You're going to see more death. And you can't expect artificial infections like vaccines to resolve or protect you from an illness. That is what your immune system is designed to do. But it's being destroyed by pharmaceutical companies. So we have been told that a mother passes immunity onto her child. Well, with antibiotics and vaccines, that is now less likely. So I say support, not subject, your own immune system God gave you. It's very sophisticated. It's very capable. You know, as medicine is learning, they don't know everything about it. And they know now that it can help you cure your cancer. But they want to help you help the immune system do that. You don't need their help. You know, it's going to be up to you. If you're going to allow yourself to be nudged into taking a lot of artificial molecules that will most likely wind up disrupting your immune system and causing an illness, I prefer the real whole food nutrition that supports the immune system. So there's these herbs that contain complex forms of nutrition that scientists can't unravel that will help protect you from serious pathogens, because it feeds the immune system mineral and vitamin and nutrient support it needs to power up. I personally look at vaccines as a biological weapon that can harm people and pets and create all this stream of customers for the medical establishment and maybe even reduce the population. So that notion, I know, is kind of radical for some, but I've been around the block. I've worked in medicine, and I have firsthand knowledge of what vaccines really do. And I'd rather have health than a compensation check. I'd rather have a strong immune system than one that's in a wheelchair. I'd rather honor the Creator God and support my health with His herbs rather than undermine it with junk science. So if you'd like to learn more on how you can boost your immune system and avoid lifelong drugs, then call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Their website, thepowerherbs.com. They deal with professional strength, certified organic tilt standard formulas. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You want something strong, you want something that's going to work for you. Ask about their professional strength cold and flu formulas. Definitely this time of year, it's the thing to have. They're kind of like a natural way of dealing with all these pathogens without having to resort to vaccines and antibiotics. They have a free catalog. They also have money-saving coupons on their website if you want to check them out. So, and also customer feedback is there on the website and in the catalog, so you can see what people are saying about their product line. ThePowerHerbs.com is where your healthcare options just became endless. Absolutely. Okay, so we got some time, a little bit of time. We're going to be talking about resurrecting some natural medicine out there because, you know, we got scientific medicine saying, you know, they know more. Well, history is really packed full of examples of healing herbs, but nothing puts, you know, their stamp of approval on medicinal herbs better than, you know, the Creator. His stamp is on there. From Genesis to Revelation, he encourages you to use herbs. They're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, their meat, their nutrition, supercharged nutrition. And because they're so packed, tightly packed with nutritional elements, you can get a lot more done with less volume. You don't need mega doses of it. And a lot of times I tell people the reason a lot of these herbs are bitter is because you're supposed to take a small amount. All right, so let's just see. What happened during the time, let's say, of Jesus Christ, you know, medicine back in those days? Well, it's well known that the Romans and the Greeks were accustomed to using a lot of medicinal plants, and it was standard for their era. So at that time, the healing arts really focused on improving health by influencing the body fluids. Okay, so at the time of Christ, there weren't any IV drips, but there were various herbs which improved circulation, helped the organs function better, and get purge phlegm and mucus and things like that. So we're going to take a look at that real quick. So what could some of the common therapies have been? Well, if we teleported ourselves back to the streets of the ancient world, we would encounter common therapies of things like hydrotherapy, sweat tents, purging, and even bloodletting. Today, modern medicine uses a chemical form of bloodletting to help control blood pressure. So they use drugs to thin the blood that are not as messy as bloodletting, but it does reduce blood volume and drop the blood pressure. So anticoagulants and diuretics, which remove water from the blood, another less messy form of bloodletting, is the choice that they use now to drop the blood pressure But they do come with side effects. So fevers were also used in the ancient world to help purge a lot of toxicity very quickly. So aside from hydrotherapy, they had sweat tents to accomplish that. Sea captains out at sea would have these sweat tents for the crew members and help them, you know, sweat out, purge toxins on the high seas. So it's not uncommon to be able to utilize a lot of that therapy today. Actually, a lot of spas over in Europe do. They use a lot of hydrotherapy and sweating to help you purge. All right, so several herbs used down through the centuries to influence or move, let's say, blood and get rid of mucus, to help your gallbladder and liver move bile and things like that. See, the ancients knew that fluids that became stagnant in the body would bring serious infections, and now we call sepsis, and then death. So you would have, you know, sick blood and get a blood infection and die. So medicinal herbs were often used to battle that. And everywhere from Rome, the Roman army, to the Greek physicians, in the Middle East, they used a lot of these herbs to do that. So many people had standard herb gardens, and they would plant them. I mean, the Roman army would take a lot of herbalist physicians with them on these long sieges, and they would have planted herb gardens outside a city that was under siege as a medicinal mash unit kind of thing, you know. So some of the herbs that they would bring and grow and have in supply were thyme, hyssop, honey, and other various medicinal herbs that were of the root variety. So the wise men, So whenever you had a newborn that could come down with a cough or a cold, the frankincense was used as an antiseptic. It was known to strengthen the body's ability to fight infection. So it was part of the ancient world's medicine cabinet. Frankincense was always there. Another herb that the wise men brought was myrrh. And this has medicinal properties as well, often for antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, and astringent effects. So myrrh was included. And also the parents of Jesus most likely would have employed some myrrh to help move body fluids, like to improve circulation, to help the blood, to strengthen the immune system of the baby. So garlic also was used in the ancient medicinal world, not only as a culinary herb, but also as a medicinal one. And it is very broad spectrum for viruses and other infections, bacterial and fungus and yeast. So it was very, very helpful. It was like a poor man's antibiotic. So it was very well known. Well, we got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Talk, and we're talking about resurrecting some of these ancient therapies that they used in the ancient world that still got power, still do. And a lot of aromatic spices were used, like cinnamon, mustard, and cayenne. Aloe was also an herb often applied for medicinal treatments. If you look in Luke chapter 11, verse 42 in the Bible, Luke is saying that a lot of times these herbs were used as an exchange for currency, like mint and rue. So very valuable. They were life-saving instruments, and they were used often. Now, natural medicine has this long history because in modern science, there's been this pull away from the benefits of herbs. And there's also this push towards a lot of synthetic chemicals designed to, you know, exceedingly be more potent. Of course, when you do that, you get more toxic. Now, in the 1600s, there was this documentation on herbs that was sought after because Western and Eastern medicine relied on it so heavily. So before all these synthetic chemicals were used to make their drugs, herbs were their medicinal standards for ingredients. So pharmaceutical companies, you know, pawed through the Egyptian papyrus from the 1500s, 1500 BC, of course, and they referenced about 700 herbs and their uses. And so this is how the pharmaceutical industry, that's their base plate right there. So this was the ancient world's plant medicine pharmacopoeia, if you will, the Bible of natural medicine. And the pharmaceutical companies poured over all this ancient information from about the 4th century before Jesus Christ, and then they even dug up a lot of Greek and Asian history on plants, and any text, really, that had survived the fire of the Library of Alexandria. A lot of archaeological dig sites there have uncovered some herbal information from the Bronze Age that they also inspected. So from there, science has really dissected medicinal plants in order to decode them and to make them into patented synthetic drugs. Now, it is also an opinion of science that the synthetic parts of mimicking the real plant compounds, they think it's an improvement on the herbal organic. So they think their stuff is a whole lot better than God's stuff. Of course, my position is I disagree. So when science removes a lot of the organic from an herbal medicine, it can be presented to people. You don't need to grow herbs. You don't need these medicines. You know, we have stuff that will take care of you. But today, pharmaceutical drugs contain about 0 to 0.25% natural ingredients, but a majority of them fall into maybe a 2% category of having a whole food natural. A lot of times, it's an isolated extracted element. It's not even whole food. So at one time, scientific medicine routinely used about 7,000 herb compounds to make their drugs out of. Today, that number is about 120 isolated compounds. And it's kind of funny how, you know, the Australian government's Department of Health published a review that herbal therapies, which might be worthy of health insurance coverage, they concluded that 17 categories they evaluated had no evidence of herb medicine effectiveness. So I kind of find that funny. You know, it was good enough to start your big, you know, conglomerate of drug company there. But it's not, you know, after you get a synthetic copycat of it, you just say it's no good. Well, let's look in Europe, because the situation with the herbal medicine overseas is kind of different than what's right in the United States. In the UK, Germany, other European Union countries, well, of course, the UK is trying to come out of that. The herbal medicine there, the use of essential oils and teas for medicinal properties are sold right alongside prescription pharmaceutical drugs, but it's highly regulated, okay? And it's regulated by producers, which are drug companies. So to the Europeans, herbal medicine looks like a more pure medicinal component of medicine compared to the industrialized produced drugs. But over there, they've been conditioned to think of them all as drugs. So they're all going to be regulated as a drug. So, well, let's look at a definition of an herbalist real quick. A lot of people say, what's an herbalist, right? Well, you know, the most common definition of an herbalist is one who studies and uses herbs. A more detailed list may describe a master herbalist, a person that's dedicated to the use of medicinal plants, someone that's skilled in harvesting, collecting, or wildcrafting medicinal plants, someone trained in the dispensing of herbal medicines, someone skilled in the therapeutic use of these herbal medicines, and someone that's skilled in the preparing or manufacturing of the herbal medicines. So an herbalist can be any one of those or all of those. So there's really no set standards of training for an herbalist, as the training will vary from region to region, and some countries require state-funded universities to train an herbalist, such as in the UK. Now in Australia, there's what is known as a self-regulated status, where different educational standards and different associations, where you can, you know, take your courses at a different institution, and those will all be different. They're not standardized there. Now, the UN, the World Health Organization, the European Union, all these entities are really working on directives to unify or globalize these standards for herbal medicine and herbalists. With the government intervention, there'll be taxation. The field of herbal medicine is not going to be the same. It will not survive. It'll become like the American Medical Association. And so everything will be regulated, everything will be restricted, everything will be monitored, and you're not going to get a lot of what the ancient world used to help themselves. You know, it'll be patented, it'll be isolated, it'll be synthesized, it'll not be the same. So, you know, anybody out there that's really interested in helping themselves and want to be proactive in educating themselves and becoming knowledgeable of the herbs God instructs us to know about, you know, healing of the nations. I mean, there was a couple of herbalists, I guess you would call them early stage herbalists, that came over to America from Europe actually helped a lot of colonists, a million colonists, be well and healthy just using two herbs at their disposal. That's all they had. And that was lobelia and cayenne. And I can understand how those two would work on a myriad of things, because one is more like a diuretic or one that can purge or decongest, and the other one is a circulatory aid, so you don't have pooling of the blood to become sepsis and causing death. So just those two herbs alone, in the early ages of the founding of America, saved over a million colonists from premature death. Think about that. That's a huge accomplishment, and God should get the credit all the time, every day, for that. So if two herbs like that can do that much, just think what you could do with a dozen or 100 different herb formulas, right? So a lot of people say, I just don't know where to start. I know, it can seem like Mount Rushmore.
you know. But, you know, once you take little baby steps and you get a little, you know, experience, a little confidence, and it's sort of like, you know, you learn to tie your shoes, you learn to brush your teeth, you learn to groom yourself as a kid. It's sort of like that. The more you do, the more you learn, the more you know, and the more experience you get. And, of course, then you can help others understand. And that's what you should do. You should pass it forward and help others be well. Now, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs did write a book called The Power Herbs. It's a nice place to get your feet wet if you want to check that out. It is an ebook as well now, so you can check it out online at thepowerherbs.com. It's just $14.99. Comes in various formats. You can save it to your computer, tablet, iPad, whatever, and be empowered. It's 400 pages, so it's a symptom herb reference guide in there. It's all about cleansing and nourishing your system and avoiding a lot of internal medicine disorders. So, I mean, with that kind of knowledge, you know, you would be the guru to see back in the ancient world if you knew all that. Absolutely. You would be like, you know, I guess, I don't know, you'd be up there with Caesar, I guess, or one of those big naturopaths. Absolutely. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want a free product catalog and get started, you'll be amazed how powerful you can be. You can do what white coats can't, and that's about addressing the cause of the situation. ThePowerHerbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. You can download the catalog or you can have one sent to you. And it's free. Of course, if you're on the website, if you want some free weekly newsletters, free, no subscription, you can sign up there at thepowerherbs.com. Click on books or newsletters and sign up there. And you'll have weekly installments of natural therapies that will empower you. Also, the American Survival newsletter does have Melanie Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver writing, giving you market updates and helping you understand the gold and silver markets and protecting your wealth. So you want to stay healthy and you want to stay wealthy. That's pretty much the goal. So she's got some great stuff there, and it's in the American Survival newsletter. So you want to click on that and sign up for free, and that'll be emailed to you each week. The Health Quest also is just about the natural therapy. So if you want to just do that, that's available, and you can sign up there. So thepowerherbs.com is the place to go, and give them a call for your free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That is toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And pick up a Power Herbs book and, you know, learn. I mean, people go, well, how am I? Well, you know, get empowered. Start doing something about it. Do something about it. Because, you know, doctors aren't going to be that fully invested in, you know, your health. You're the one that's fully invested in your health. So definitely take those steps to protect it. ThePowerHerbs.com. Yep, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. I can see by the clock that I am flat out of time, but I will be back on Thursday. So remember, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. No.